India has announced rules to implement a new citizenship law passed 5 years ago that would be discriminatory, say its critics, towards Muslims. It's garnering a fair bit of attention in the press today. I'm joined in the studio now by Deeptika Laurent. Deeptika, take us through that reaction.
Well, that decision obviously comes weeks before national elections are due to take place in India, elections in which Narendra Modi, the Prime Minister, is hoping to win a third term in office. The National Register of Citizens, that is what this legislation refers to, is sort of a fast-track system for the naturalization of citizens from all religions, of people from all religions except Muslims, who fled to India from neighboring Afghanistan, Bangladesh or Pakistan. The 2019 legislation was put aside after violent protests engulfed the country. Now, weeks before national elections, Narendra Modi has put it back on the agenda. He's implementing the law as a humanitarian gesture, according to the government. It is on the front page of the Indian Express here, with this article, which also notes a vehement criticism from India's opposition parties. They say it's designed to polarize the election and control the headlines, particularly during this electoral campaigning period. You'd be hard-pressed, though, to find any opinion pieces in the Indian papers today. The opinion pages are surprisingly devoid of any kind of reaction or criticism. It possibly is a symptom of growing restrictions on the media in India, and particularly critical media. The Hindu does mention, though, the implementation of the law in its coverage, also in this article here, also noting that protests have already been planned to contest this decision.
And all of this, Deepti, certainly plays into reports that civic freedoms have been slowly but surely eroded in India in recent years.
Yeah, and that's what's interesting about this Hindu article. You have the sort of factual article here about the legislation. And this small article on the bottom is very interesting. It actually refers to the Democracy Report of 2024. It's a report from a Gothenburg-based institute which has further relegated India's democratic status. In 2018, according to this report, India was already downgraded to the status of electoral autocracy. This year, it slipped even further in that listing, down to the status of one of the world's worst autocrisers. Freedom of expression, freedom, free elections, and freedom of civil society are three criteria where India has worsened considerably, according to this new report. It's also the focus of the head of Amnesty International India, who's penned this article just here, where he also evokes this report. He says there are no indices today that indicate India is more free and less authoritarian than in 2014, the year that Narendra Modi was elected. He calls on Modi supporters now to explain just why the Prime Minister's autocratic governance is so good for the country.
And moving on now to a bit of a PR disaster for the British royal family. Kate Middleton apologising on Monday for doctoring a photo of her family that she'd sent to news agencies.
Yeah, Kate Gate, Photogate, call it what you want. This is a scandal that just cannot seem to die down, dominating the UK pages today, who are reacting with their trademark wit and humour. You have Airbrushed from the Scottish paper Daily Record. You also have Daily Mirror calling it a picture of chaos, quite literally a picture of chaos. The Daily Star as well on its front page says, sorry, Kate admits the heinous crime of being pretty dodgy at Facebook, at Photoshop. The Sun, the paper that the tabloid that tends to be quite in favour of the British royal family, says, lay off Kate, stop bullying her over this scandal. And you also have the Daily Mail today on its front page. How did Kate's photo become a PR disaster? The paper noting also that it has helped fuel wild conspiracy theories about her death. There's a really interesting article in the Daily Telegraph today that talks about the implications of this scandal. Why is this scandal so important? Well, they explain that in an age of fake news, the public has been left really bewildered by this scandal. If we can't trust even the British royal family to put out a true photo, then what can we really trust anymore? It's also left the palace extremely exposed, particularly in their strategy that has been adopted by Kate Middleton of putting photos of her family out to the public to protect them, to shield them from being snapped by the paparazzi all the time. The doctoring of this photo also will only fan the flames of what exactly is happening to her and where she has been these past weeks.
Exactly, the opposite of what she was intended.
Exactly.
And Deepti, finally from you, she's a wildly successful French hip-hop star. Aya Nakamura has been the victim, though, of racism over her possible performance at the upcoming Olympic Games.
Yeah, there are unconfirmed reports, Haxi, that Aya Nakamura may be performing, interpreting an Edith Piaf song in the opening ceremony of the Paris Olympics Games. Rumours that for the moment are unconfirmed, but were enough to stoke the anger of far-right groups here in France. One particular racist group hung a banner by the Seine River telling Aya Nakamura, this is Paris, not the Bamako market, in reference to her Malian origins. She is the most famous French singer in the world, over a billion views on YouTube alone. Nakamura really reminded them of this in her tweet, saying, you can be racist, but you can't be deaf. I owe you nothing, she added. I think it's the best way to shut down critics, Haxi.
Couldn't agree more. Deepti Kalahor with today's International Press Review. Thank you very much.